Going to the KRDO newsline right now, we are joined by ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. And Brad, you've been monitoring the events and testimony in the trial of Derek Chauvin. He is the former Minneapolis police officer who's on trial in the death of George Floyd. And testimony recently in this second week has been focused on law enforcement. Tell us about that.
So, obviously, the whole issue here is excessive force, which I think as a practical matter is kind of a no-brainer. However, you have to prove that that's maybe what killed George Floyd. So, they have brought in, for example, an expert, a sergeant from the Los Angeles Police Department, who's an expert on use of force, excessive force, etc., and he testified that Derek Chauvin clearly used excessive force, that maybe he could temporarily use some sort of neck restraint to get George down and handcuffed and maybe hold him in a position until he stopped resisting. But to do that more than a minute or so, you then get into big problems. And then you get into 9.5 minutes. So he testified that it's clearly excessive force. The police chief testified that it was murder, excessive force. Mm-hmm. And you've got a number of other people testifying that it was excessive, it wasn't necessary, and that is what caused or contributed to his death.
Among minority communities, there has been, in past cases, a sense of injustice, that there was a blue wall that held strong, that even when these cases were actually prosecuted, which was rare, but then taken to trial, that officers would not testify against their fellow officer who is facing these charges. Does that seem to be crumbling now, that blue wall?
Well, I don't know if it's crumbling, but it certainly is in this case. But I think this is a unique case, Shannon. This is it's such an egregious case. It's like watching someone die in slow motion at the hands of police. And that outrages other police officers, obviously. And so their willingness to testify, I think, is not difficult for them. Now, have we had situations in the past, let's say it's a firearm involved, somebody makes a split decision to shoot somebody or not shoot somebody, you see, I think, generally more resistance in police testifying against each other, but not in this. But I think it is a great example of both law enforcement and the community. Think about how many people that witnessed what was going on have testified. And so, clearly that is positive.
At this point, the prosecution is laying out its case against Derek Chauvin. How do you think the defense is going to then try and present an alternative to the things that for instance, the police chief has stated that it was a murder? How does Derek Chauvin's defense then try to turn that around? Because it does not look, as an outsider, non-legal person, but it does not look good for Derek Chauvin actually escaping a guilty verdict in this case at this point.
I would agree, with exception of what defense attorneys do is try to at least convince one juror of reasonable doubt. And I think the defense is really doing, they don't have a lot to work with. But I think they're doing an excellent job, and I think what they're going to drive home is that, look, George had pre-existing heart disease. He had high blood pressure. He had methamphetamines and fentanyl in his system. And his girlfriend stated they both were addicted to painkillers for years. He's going to, I think, try to convince the jury that that's how George died. It was because of all of these issues, medical issues and addictions that he had prior to being restrained by Officer Chauvin. You know, I only think that works to a certain extent, but, you know, you only have to convince one juror, and then you've got a hung jury.
And should that happen? I mean, I'm sure communities, not just Minneapolis, but across the nation, are bracing for whichever way the verdict goes, that there could be demonstrations. But certainly at this point, a lot of them worried about a repeat to some of the violent demonstrations that happened in the wake of George Floyd's death initially. So certainly it's something that the nation is watching. Any final advice for those of us who are following this case, Brad?
I think, you know, listen to as they move into sort of the medical aspect of this, you know, listen to the various prosecution and defense witnesses, which I guess are going to be medical examiners or at the very least MDs, you know, talk about manner and cause of death. I mean, the argument is that can medical examiners or forensic pathologists really be definitive as to how George died? And I mean, their own medical examiner in Minneapolis said basically it's the neck compression that, you know, it shut off blood flow. And if you shut any of our blood flow off like that, we're all going to die.
Okay. We will be continuing to watch this. Brad Garrett, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst out of Washington, D.C., thanks for offering us your insight.
You're welcome. Take care, Shannon.
You too, Brad.